You're listening to The Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 till 11 a.m. on this Monday, December 11th. I'm Tyler Hergert, as it's time for our Valley Talk program, and today I have Kurt Ellefson from the Polk County Veterans Affairs back on the program again. Kurt, how you doing on this Monday?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Last time we had you on, it was Veterans Week. There was Veterans Day coming up. There was Operation Greenlight that was beginning and going on. So how did that week go, and how has the last month been?
Yeah, so that week of Veterans Day week was pretty good. Seen a lot of green lights out there, so I'm happy to see that with Operation Greenlight. I spoke at Winnie Mac on the 10th at the Winnie Mac School. It was a big event. A lot of people were there, and I was glad to be able to do that. Other than that, there's all kinds of veteran events going on that week. So hopefully everybody got to go out and enjoy some of that and see what it's all about. So, but otherwise, the last month has been kind of a blur, went pretty fast. So it's hard to believe we're almost in the middle of December right now. But it's just been it's been a good month. We'll say that.
That's great to hear, and there's all kinds of stuff that's going on with the Polk County Veterans Affairs, so where would you like to start?
Well, let's see here. I want to bring up one benefit we've kind of, you know, talked about in the past, and we had a big change this year with the income and asset limits. So veterans, if you're a veteran out there and you make less, let's just say you're married and you make less than $3,287 a month with income, including Social Security and anything else coming in, and you have less than $18,000 in the bank, you and your spouse can both get a dental and optical grant. If you're qualified for that grant, you can get $1,500 per year. Every year you can apply for this, $1,500 a year for dental. So that's your cleaning, regular routine checkup, that kind of stuff. And then if you need dentures, you get $2,500 for extractions and up to $4,000 for dentures. It's a big benefit, you know, and that's not just for the veteran. That's actually the spouse, or if you're qualified because you have children in the home as well, your children get dental too, depending on if you meet the income and asset limit. It's kind of a big one. And also, you also can get optical too as well if you qualify for $600 for an eye exam every year. So. And you have to reapply every year. So it's a great benefit, and I just hope the veterans are hearing about this and are coming to see us at the office or see their VSOs if they're in other counties to see if they qualify for this benefit, because it really is a great benefit.
And how can veterans look into it and see if they do qualify?
The best thing to do is call your VSO office, so our Veteran Service Officer office here in Polk County. If you're a Polk County resident, give us a call. We'll sit down with you, go over your bank statements, so go over your income and make sure you're qualified, and we'll submit the application for you with you.
And what's that number?
The best number to call us is the Crookston number, 218-281-3066. So that's the main Crookston office number, which is usually has a person in there 5 days a week, either myself or Kelly. You know, myself, I go to Foston and McIntosh on Wednesdays and in East Grand Forks Tuesdays and Thursdays, so the best number to call me is that cell phone, the 218-280-5506. Again, 218-280-5506. So that's always the best one, best number to call me if I'm out and about, so.
So one of the benefits, and there's all kinds of other benefits that veterans can look at as well.
Of course, you know, we kind of, you know, like I've always said, we kind of do a broad range of benefits, anything from VA healthcare to helping you pay a light bill because you're, you know, having a hard time. We do just about everything. And a lot of things that changes the benefits that we do has to do with the laws that are made, especially in the federal level and the state level. And while we're talking about that, you know, I want to talk about Veterans Day on the Hill in 2024. Which Veterans Day in the Hill is when veterans advocates go to the Capitol here in St. Paul and talk to the representatives and kind of get together and advocate bills that help veterans. Some of the bills this year, a lot of them include, you know, the Clean Omnibus Bill, so veterans have their own platform to pass bills. Property tax relief for veteran organizations, which would be a big thing, you know, with all these VFWs, American Legion posts, or clubs closing down because of property tax too expensive, they're not making a lot of money. That'd be a big one to keep them around. There's some other property tax for Gold Star families, increasing some of their property tax exclusions for veterans. So there's quite a bit of stuff in there. One a lot of you would like is free hunting and fishing licenses for all veterans. So that is one of the bills that we're looking at right now to advocate for. So if you're interested in joining us for Veterans Day on the Hill, which is April 17th, We actually do have a bus. So if you're an advocate or veteran, veterans advocate, so you don't have to be a veteran. You can be someone that just wants to support veterans. You know, we got spots on this bus. I think it's a 53-passenger bus, and we'll be leaving at 5:30 in the morning. So if you're interested, give us a call to office, and we'll get you on the list. We definitely want to fill that bus this year. I think we had a bus last year for the first time. We only had about 10 or 12 people for a 53-passenger bus, so we're hoping that'll be a lot fuller this year.
And again, that's going to be coming up in April. And how important is it to hold events like this for people, not just, you know, as you said, not just veterans, but people who are advocating for veterans to be able to participate in an event like this?
It's very important because the more people we have, the better our voices are heard, you know, because we're talking to our legislative to say, hey, you guys should support these bills. And the more people you should have showing up saying you should support this bill, you should pass this bill, the better chance we have on getting some of these veteran bills passed. So
again, that's going to be coming up in April, and there's plenty of seats on the bus for you. So, and can you sign up already?
Yeah. Yep. I'm willing to start a list for the bus right now. So if someone's interested, they definitely give me a call and we'll get them on the list.
All right, and it doesn't stop there. There's all kinds of other stuff going on.
Yes, yep. So we also, let's talk about the, you know, I've talked about this in the past, the 9/11 service bonus. So any veteran that served active duty Title 10 regular service after 9/11 is eligible, if they're a Minnesota resident today, for a 9/11 bonus, which is $600 if you served active duty, and it's $1,200 if you have certain medals like OIF Expeditionary Medal or some of those medals that would get you the $1,200. So if you have not applied for that, please do. And if you tried applying last year, but you were not a Minnesota resident when you entered the service, that's a new law that changed this year, was you don't have to be a Minnesota resident when you entered the service. You just have to be a Minnesota resident today, and then you're qualified. So if you have not applied for that, please do. Please apply for that as soon as possible. Before the money runs out. So that's, everybody says, well, when is it done? I said, well, it's done when the money runs out. So the sooner the better.
So it's kind of up to you. If you're able to, you know, apply ahead of time, make sure you're able to do that as soon as possible if you haven't.
Yep, exactly. And if you're not sure what to do, we'll help you apply. I know some veterans have tried to apply before and got denied because of that state exclusion, because you're out of state, have tried to apply now themselves and aren't able to because they got denied before. Well, what we do is in the office, we'll just do a paper form and send it in, and that's worked. I did one last week for a veteran, and he, within a day, he already got approval and the money's in the mail. So
it's really quick.
Really
that
quick.
You're gonna
yep,
be able to
they're
get
really
that.
Quick right now. They're on top of it. So, hey, Christmas is coming up. You need some extra money, and you're eligible for this benefit. You better apply now, because we can get you some money before Christmas.
Yeah, so now's the time, especially if you haven't been able to for the 9/11 bonus. Make sure that you, of course, you can always contact yourself or the office, and make sure that if you need any help or any questions, you guys will happily be able to take care of that. As you just said, you did it already once last week.
Yep. No, we definitely got it. We know what to do, so give us a holler. So,
And then, you know, there's a veterans transportation program.
Yes. Yep. So veterans, you know, especially, you know, like we talked about now with the weather kind of getting not very nice. If you're looking for a ride to your VA appointment, doesn't have to be at a VA facility. It can be a VA approved facility. So if you're going to All Troop, the VA is paying for it, you can use our transportation system through the DAV, Disabled American Veterans. So just call our office and get the number. We need to know at least a week before your appointment if we can. I mean, we understand if you got a late notice and you need to ask for a ride the next day. The reason I say that is our van runs off of volunteer drivers. So we need plenty of time to ask them if they can take the trip that day. So we say, please, at least a week in advance, let us know. But yeah, if you need a ride, and then with that said, you know, some veterans, you know, like to bring their spouses with on these visits when they go to medical appointments, and that's definitely allowed. Yeah, even service animals, if they're approved, you know, actual service animals can come as well. But if you want to bring a companion with, you sure can, and ride in the van as well. So
another excellent resource that you guys provide for the veterans.
Yep. And then, of course, you know, we're getting at the end of the year. If you're a veteran that has applied for VA healthcare in the past and your income was too high, well, now, you know, it's the end of the new year. If you've not applied are not considering applying, you should apply again next year if your income has changed. If it's gone down or if you have more out-of-pocket medical costs, that makes a big difference. So please, if you have not tried applying for VA healthcare in a while, definitely come see us so we can help you.
You know, with the new year coming up, everyone's, license registration, for vehicles.
Yes. Yep. So another big law change, which was part of why we went to Veterans Day on the Hill last year. Big thing we were looking to do is get free license registration for veterans with 100% permanent and total rating for compensation through the VA. So again, you have to be 100% permanent and total rating for service connection through the VA to be eligible for free license registration up to 2 vehicles a year. Yep. So that's a big benefit. And if you're not sure if you're qualified or if you're not quite 100%, maybe it's time to come see us and try to get you bumped up so you can enjoy that benefit as well.
Yeah. So another excellent benefit that, if you're a veteran and you're looking to, you know, get as many benefits as you can, make sure you give you guys a call or swing on by. You've mentioned the phone number a couple of times. I think it's worth mentioning again, and then the hours of operation too.
Yep. So let's go through that again. So 218-281-3066 is the main office here in Crookston, which it's usually has somebody there 5 days a week, 8 to 4:30. And the other offices we had one in East Grand Forks, which we usually have somebody there from Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 to 3. And then Fauston is on Wednesday mornings from 9 to noon at the Civic Center. And then at the Bella Building in McIntosh in the afternoon from 1 to 3:30. And the best number to call, if you can't reach anybody at the regular number, is 218-280-5506. That's my work cell phone, which is on me 24/7. So if you need something, give me a call.
So a couple of ways that you can get in contact with Kurt or someone at Polk County Veterans Affairs, and they will be able to take care of all your needs, answer all of your questions. I think it's worth mentioning again, going over the dental and optical grants of Minnesota, because we haven't talked about that in a while.
Yep. So let's talk about that again. So through the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, they have a benefit for veterans and their families. It's a dental and optical benefit. But there's income and asset limits. So again, you know, the ones that we see the most are veterans with a spouse. You know, if you make less than $3,287 a month, including, you know, Social Security, any other income coming in, and you have less than $18,000 in your savings accounts, you'd be eligible for this benefit. And that's $1,500 a year for routine dental per person. So that's not just for the veteran, that's also for the spouse or if you have children, if you're make those guidelines because you have a couple children, everybody would get $1,500 for out-of-pocket or for maximum dental treatment for the year. And again, if you need dentures, you get $2,500 for extractions and up to $4,000 for dentures. So, I mean, that's a big benefit because I don't really know if there's a lot of dental insurance out there that pays for dentures, especially that amount. So that's kind of a big benefit for veterans if they qualify. And also, if you qualify for that benefit, you also can get the optical at $600 a year for routine optical exams and glasses. So if you believe you're qualified or close, come see us or go see your VSO, Veteran Service Officer, wherever you're at, and make sure you're at least looking into that because that's a great benefit.
Anything else that you'd like to hit on today?
I think we kind of covered quite a bit of it. So I guess we'll be back in January. And I think with the new year, we'll have a lot more stuff to talk about and look forward to seeing what 2024 will bring us.
So. Yes, absolutely. So, first and foremost, happy holidays to yourself, Kurt, and all the veterans out there. Hope everyone has a great holiday season, and we look forward to seeing you in 2024.
Thank you. You take care.
Thank you. So that was Kurt Ellison from the Polk County Veterans Affairs here on Valley.